search online for information about a judicial candidate and you're likely to come up empty. They often don't have much money to spend on campaigning, so even a Facebook page for a candidate can be hard to find.
It's not easy. We had the same dilemma.
This is Nancy Roberson, executive director of the Mecklenburg County Bar. People keep calling her office looking for information on the dozen Mecklenburg County District Court judge seats up for election and the half a dozen statewide judicial races.
And it was just one of those aha moments. We have an opportunity to provide not just the public, but also our lawyers more information about the candidates, and we decided to do it.
So the Mecklenburg County Bar invited candidates for local and statewide judicial races to submit information about their legal experience, involvement in the community, and other biographical basics. Most of the candidates in contested races have responded, and their information is now online at mecbar.org. But don't expect to find specifics about how a judge would rule on any pending or future case. Candidates aren't supposed to answer questions like that while campaigning. One option for inside information on a candidate is the annual survey of lawyers done by the North Carolina Bar Association. Look for the Judicial Performance Evaluation at ncbar.org to see judicial candidates scored by their peers on things like impartiality and professionalism. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.